So I did a recent question about sex offenders where I said, I think a sex offender registry is fine and so on. I was very, very harsh on sex offenders, and I stand by that. There's some question here, the question I asked about whether if this is done after sentencing, this should be part of sentencing. There is a rule of law. You don't add after trial, add on stuff. This should be part of sentencing. But then he asked, but what about sex offenders that all they've do is, you know, a 20-year-old who had sex with a 16-year-old, or in some states a long time ago, you know, having oral sex or having anal sex or having, you know, homosexual sex or something. Well, yeah, of course not. What I was talking about is real sex offenders, what I consider real sex offenders, people who use force against their victims, that rape them, that molest children. I'm not talking about consensual sex that, you know, society doesn't approve of, you know, like all sex or whatever. That's ridiculous. Those laws are immoral. They should be crossed off the books. They should be fought against rigorously. I'm talking about the rapists. I'm talking about the child molesters. I'm talking about the real, what I assumed the original question was referring to, was real sex offenders, violent criminals who do horrible things to women, to other men, or to children. The issue of statutory rape kind of crosses the line between when is a child, but I'm not going to get into that. That's a legal philosophical question. When does it switch from molesting children to, you know, I know a lot of 16-year-olds who have consensual sex, and I'm not against 16-year-olds having some 16-year-olds who are mature enough to have consensual sex. So where you set those limits, I don't know exactly. To some extent, they might have to be a case-by-case assessment of the person to determine about whether they are an actual child or not. But clearly, 5-6-year-olds are children. Anybody who sexually abuses a 5-6-year-old, from my perspective, should go to jail for the rest of their lives. And if they don't go to jail for the rest of their lives, yes, everybody should know where they live. You know, there should definitely be a sex registry, a sex offender registry for such things. So where exactly is the line? I'm not in a position to say, but there is a line somewhere.